Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick. Ruston High School four-star safety Jaden Anding plans on being a Tiger. Louisiana's top-rated safety announced his commitment to LSU over Ole Miss this afternoon. He becomes LSU's 16th commitment in a class that is ranked 9th nationally by 247 Sports. Anding told Rivals YouTube livestream LSU gives him the best opportunity to improve his game.
They've been putting plenty of guys in the lead, just looking back of who's been there. All the safeties and DBs and corners. Then I got Coach Raymond and Coach O's back too. That's a big deal. Coach Olsen. So I just know I'm a bit a better place.
Anding joins his older brother, Aiden Anding, who is currently a Tigers cornerback. A date has been set for LSU basketball's non-conference clash with Houston. The Tigers will take on the Cougars in the Houston Toyota Center December 13th. Houston has made it to the Sweet 16 in each of the last seven NCAA tournaments. Former Tigers point guard Deaton Thomas Jr. transferred to the Cougars this offseason. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
The Saints are 3 weeks away from the start of training camp. The offense hopes to see improvement in year two under head coach Kellen Moore and quarterback Tyler Shuck. Luke Johnson with NOLA.com says training camp will bring some answers to a fresh offensive unit.
A lot is new. They've got Jordan Tyson, the number one draft pick. They've got a new starting running back, Travis Etienne. They've got a new starting left guard and David Edwards. All those guys are going to play key roles. And then you're also asking others to take a bigger step in year two under Kellen Moore.
The Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation is holding one of its biggest fundraising events, and it's a chance for one lucky person to win two tickets to hundreds of South Louisiana's best sporting events. Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation President Jay Cicero says,
two tickets for all the home games for the Saints, Pelicans, LSU football, LSU basketball, men's and women's.
Also included are tickets to the Sugar Bowl, New Orleans Bowl, the Zurich Classic, and more. Only 2,000 raffle tickets will be sold. To purchase a $100 raffle, go to the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation's website. Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
Our time is now with LSU basketball.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
One way or another, we're going to make history.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
LSU is the best job in football.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
I came here to win. We're going to win immediately.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council, Boudreaux's Electrical Services, Sunshine Quality Solutions, Super Chevy Dealers, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Case Kieschnick and our hosts, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gilbo.
Two great players that are better people than they are.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
All right, hour number two of the show, a lot to get to. It's going to be the On3.com hour. Chris Lowe will join us a little bit later on from On3.com, get the national perspective of college football. We're about 2 months away now, if you can believe it. That's one of my favorite things about 4th of July. That means football season is right around the corner. But joining us now from the Bengal Tiger, which is an affiliate of On3.com, it is the LSU beat of On3.com. Glenn West joining us here on Tiger Rag Radio. Him and Shea Dixon, a formidable duo at On3 at the Bengal Tiger. Glenn, hope you had a great 4th of July. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, guys. It's an honor to be wedged in between Jay Johnson and Chris Lowe. That's quite the lineup y'all have today.
Not bad. Not bad for a few days after the 4th of July. Glenn, we wanted to actually start off with some basketball stuff with you because we were just talking some hoops and talking about some of the non-conference matchups. And the 2026-27 team, what's the latest, especially with some of these guys that Will Wade is trying to bring over, some of the international players?
Yeah, it's a we're kind of in a standstill still, I think, with kind of how this thing has unfolded. You've got four players that LSU's announced, and they're already on campus and here, you know, getting their training in for the summer. But there's still a handful of players here, high impact players that LSU is working to get from overseas to campus here for this upcoming season. So it's a process. It's one that's going to have to play out here over the next several weeks and probably into August a little bit too before this team kind of becomes complete. But I think from an international perspective, when you talk about Marcio Santos, Bryce Desair, Michael Ruzic, and then there's one more that I'm just kind of blanking on right now, but there's four of the five that I think are pretty solid. Saliu Niang is the other one. Those are the four that I think, you know, have pretty solid cases and are going to be on this team here, you know, come November, December. I think the one that's kind of maybe a little bit more up in the air than even a few weeks ago is Yam Adar, the point guard from Israel. It looks like there's a program out there out in Israel that's trying to get him to sign professionally to stay over there for the next several years. So LSU's, you know, still working through a lot there. They have a number of options that they're going to have to, you know, potentially turn to if Madar does end up signing with this rival team that he was on. You know, he was on a team called Tel Aviv this last year, but looks like there's another league club out there called Maccabi that's trying to, you know, get him to sign with them. So if he was to come to the college route, LSU would be the place, and I think LSU would feel pretty good about their chances. But there is this, you know, recent, you know, reporting over from the European reporters that Madar might not be coming to LSU. He might be staying overseas. So that's a big domino here if it falls that way, and nothing's official yet. But if it does trend that way, LSU's going to have to, you know, look for some other options in terms of a point guard for next year.
Well, Glenn, didn't they actually get a fifth player in Jordan Bender, the player from Florida? So they actually have five signed right now, correct?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not sure if Bender is officially signed yet. I don't think they've announced him quite yet, but he is going to be the fifth, you know, he's going to be a high schooler here that will be on campus. And I would imagine if he's not already, we'll be here in July or August. But yes, he's going to be on the team as well. Kind of, I think, more of a player that's, you know, developmental, somebody that you're going to bring in just as an extra body right now. But right now they could use all the extra bodies in practice and in workouts. So we'll see kind of how it goes. But, you know, LSU's still got some work to do to get the roster together. But to your point about the schedule here, they're gearing up for a really competitive non-conference slate.
And even if they don't get Yam Madar, they would have nine, Bryce Desert. I'm sorry. Saliu Niang, who you mentioned, Michael Ruzic, and Marcio Santos, and Ruzic and is 7 foot. Desert is 6'11", and then Santos is 6'8", and Niang is 6'6". So that looks like a pretty good
team.
They
got some size.
Yeah,
they got
some
great size, some great physicality, and I think that was absolutely the goal for Will Wade coming in. You know, also you've got the Muhammad Diabate, who's a good 6'7", 6'6", 6'7", in that range.
Right, Kentucky
he's
player.
He's a very lengthy forward. But the guard backcourt situation is going to be fascinating to see, especially if Madar is not on this team, because really you've only got two guys, you know, Divine Ugochukwu, the transfer they got from Michigan State, and then Austin Nunez, who's the transfer they got from UTSA. Those are really the only two point guards they have on this team right now. And so, and those are guys that, you know, did not average, you know, very high numbers at their previous programs. So I think there's a couple other options in play. I don't know what those exact options are. Those are being kept pretty tight to the vest right now. But I think that if, you know, Madar is not on this team, that it'll have some good contingency plans on how to fill that point guard spot.
Got to give you credit, Glenn. You're on your A game with these pronunciations, man.
I've had enough practice at it. I've been practicing for a few months now. So.
Glenn, you're going to have to meet with Kent Lowe, because Kent was a little worried about it in Natchitoches a couple weeks ago.
Not everybody can be named Glenn West. That's unfortunate. Well,
I've been joking that I need to take up Rosetta Stone and get, you know, four different languages under my belt before it's basketball season. But I got some time still.
I'll tell you one thing. You know, Will was talking about how one of the things he learned since he was at LSU the first time was that he's got to go more defense. And he's got some looks like he's got some good defenders on this team. So they might be able to bide some time while he figures out what to do at guard.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Desaire is going to be one of, I think, the premier centers in the SEC next year from a rim protection perspective, from a rebounding perspective. I think Sal Yuniang could be one of the best two-way players in the SEC when it, you know, in terms of defense and offense combined. I think he's got great length and great size and obviously has a lot of, you know, professional experience under his belt as well. So, yeah, I think that they're going to be pretty set defensively with their size and their physicality. It's just who's going to be setting the table here for LSU is going to be really important. And then the Lewis decision, too, I think becomes if you don't land Madar, you're going to need a scorer on this team. And Lewis is absolutely that. And so we'll see. You know, I don't have high hopes that they'll win that that case, but
maybe they can just like get him for 10 games like yeah. Alabama and how the Astros got absolutely. Roger Clemens, you know, for a month.
Take it to court and find a friendly judge, and you'll have it for your season. So,
all right, let's talk a little football. Another commitment for the Tigers today is Jaden Anning, the four-star safety from Ruston High, committed to LSU. The Tigers are up to 16 commits. What do you like about this class? What sticks out to you the most, Glenn?
Yeah, there's a lot to like, I think, from this start. And when you think about where they were, you know, in late May, early June, when all these visits started, they had four commits, and now they're up to 16 here. So they've done a really great job of building this thing out over the last, you know, 5-6 weeks. And so I think what really sticks out to me is honestly just, you know, the Louisiana kids. I mean, you know, 7 of the 16 are Louisiana prospects. And so that's obviously a tradition and something that Lane Kiffin is looking to carry over from his, you know, in his first several years here in the program. So you love to see the healthy dose of Louisiana prospects. They're still very much in the mix for, you know, 5-star wide receiver Easton Royal, who's right down the street at Brother Martin in New Orleans. So I think he's somebody that, you know, the LSU is going to continue to work on. But I think they have some really great edge rushers. They've done a really nice job of building that group up with Chris Whitehead and KJ Green kind of leading that unit. Those are two top 10 edge rushers in the country. And then running back is another group that really you know, went from zero to hero in about a matter of 72 hours. They went from zero commits to three commits in about 3 days with Trey Segarra, Trey Martin, and Brennan Lacy.
Yeah.
So they've done a really good job there at running back, wide receiver, another position they've done a nice job with. But really like the overall, you know, attack of this class. And I think, you know, look, LSU's going to pay for guys that they think can contribute early. And I think there are a couple on this group, and then the others you'll develop and hope that they can become something in the, you know, years to follow. But there are a couple big fish out there that they're still swinging for. And I would imagine that they reel one or two of them in.
Hey, Glenn, our producer, Case Kieschnick, has a question for you.
Hey, Glenn, you kind of covered pretty much all the position groups there. And when you look at the class, it's one that touches on almost every unit on the team, but the one that sticks out to me at least is the linebacker core. And then on the interior of that defensive line, I know you mentioned Jalen Brewster there. What are some names to look out for maybe in the middle of the defense there? Are there any targets that they're going after?
Yeah, certainly Brewster is the one to really kind of, you know, target there. I think they've done a really nice job of making their pitch to him. And so we'll see. I mean, like, I think Texas Tech still feels pretty confident that he'll hold on to them or stay committed to them. But LSU's still pushing away at that one. I think, you know, for me, the middle of the defense is going to be really interesting because, you know, linebacker, they didn't get a commitment in the 2026 class. And it looks like that they – I don't want to say have struck out, but they you know, kind of had to readjust their board a lot at linebacker here over the last several months. And so I don't know that there's anything imminent from a linebacker perspective, but they've done a pretty good job of filling out the rest of this class. You've obviously got the quarterback in Peyton Houston. You've got the 5-star tight end in Ahmad Hudson, some really solid wide receivers, a couple O-linemen, a couple, you know, three defensive backs now in the secondary. So I think that they'll continue to swing big for some guys, but I think the bulk of the work has been done here over the last month or so, and they've done a really nice job of going from, you know, four players to 16 players in a span of really about a month.
Hey, Glenn, we're going to go ahead and give you the trifecta, man. What do you think of Jay's portal class? And number two, who do you fear that he may not be able to keep from his high school class with the MLB draft this weekend?
Yeah, it's a loaded portal class. I mean, I think from a position player perspective, LSU has a championship level offense next year. I mean, they just swung for the fences and they got every big player that you can possibly think of to help fill the void of some of the players that they're losing. And then, you know, obviously the retention of Stephen Milam, Kate Aaron Beattie, Omar Cerner really rounds out that roster extremely, extremely well. So I don't have many reservations about the position player side. I think LSU is going to be, you know, absolutely one of the best offenses in the country. I think they'll be much improved defensively. I think the biggest question mark here and what we'll have, you know, going forward is just what is going to be the internal development of this pitching staff. You know, they have so many guys that are capable and have shown at times to be really solid arms, but they've also shown some struggle and they're going to have to develop. And so they've done a really nice job of adding a couple of pieces that I think are going to come in and compete right away in Landon Hood and Diego Velasquez. But to your point, like, this is going to be a huge weekend from a freshman high school perspective, particularly on the pitching side. Like, there are some really tremendous pitchers in this class, and you know, several of them are, you know, very much draft prospect kind of guys. You know, there's Lucas Nowrocki, there's Logan Schmidt, you know, Jensen Hirschhorn. There's a lot of really talented, you know, pitchers. Colby Stringer's another one that could potentially sign here. But if LSU is able to get, you know, one or two of those top five or six arms to, you know, come through, they'll be immediate impact pieces, I think, next year as well. So that to me is going to be kind of the final stamp here on this offseason for LSU, is what they're able to get from the pitching perspective in the draft. But I think they feel pretty good about maybe one or two of those guys getting through, but you obviously have to wait and see how it plays out, you know, on the 11th and 12th here this weekend.
Yep, Major League Baseball draft actually on Saturday, or at least that's when it starts. Glenn, thanks a lot. We appreciate your time, man. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll see you in about a month.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Glenn West from On3.com, the Bengal Tiger. Let's take a break. More of Tiger Rag Radio when we come back.
Your payday could be just a scratch away. Cash in on the fun and play Pay Me from the lottery. Win up to $5,000. Why wait for payday when you can win today? Go hog wild for big wins and pick up Bring Home the Bacon from the lottery. Win up to $100,000. A crispy chance at some juicy cash prizes. Louisiana Lottery, celebrating 35 years of reasons to smile. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
I'm Richard Futno, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Tiger fans, Are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Now, back to Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo, along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and the editor, Glenn Gilbo. Case Kieschnick, who works for Louisiana Radio Network and Tiger Rag, is our producer tonight. I'm not a gamer, but I used to be back in the college days. Man, I can.
You don't shoot fireworks. You're basically boring.
I shoot fireworks on the day you're supposed to shoot fireworks, not 24 hours after the time you were supposed to shoot fireworks.
Was that you calling the 911 line or whatever it was?
I've never called 911 either.
Are you one of the neighbors that knocks on people's doors the day after holiday and demands take all the decorations off?
No, I'm not that guy either. I just don't think on Sunday night, a full 24 hours after 4th of July, you should be firing off fireworks.
Well, you got leftovers, man. You want to keep that in the attic.
You guys, you should move to Mandeville because on New Year's, it's horrible. Because it's like all 24 hours straight.
And I accept it on New Year's Eve and July 3rd. And even July 1st and 2nd, I'm fine with it.
So in Mandeville, it's crazy on New Year's for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like full 24 hours. But July 4th, maybe they had some stuff going on the 5th, fireworks. I didn't really hear them.
No, people are traveling too. There's other things. People are on the boat, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so. But you're not a gamer either.
I'm not a gamer either. I used to be. So, but anyways, to get to our point here, EA College Football 27 is out, right? Like you can go out and play it now. Is that correct?
I can't answer that. Case?
I'm not sure if you can play it, but they rank players.
I'm not a gamer either.
The majority of the population cannot play it. They've had some like insider stuff, and if you pre-order, you can probably get it.
Okay.
But they're kind of releasing all the ratings right now before the game.
So they're doing player rankings and what they're rated, right?
Yes. Right.
And you got an article, Case, up at TigerRag.com?
Yes, I do. It's Tre'Dez Green is one of the top rated players on LSU's roster. He's the number one, or at least tied for number one, in all of college football at a 92 overall. It goes up to 99. The thing that sticks out to me there is if you go, they break it down skill by skill. You know, his speed, his catching, everything. His spectacular catch is 97, so almost as high as you go. I think the only couple guys higher are like Jeremiah Smith, the top wide receivers in the country. You know, you add that with the 6'7" frame, and I'm sure he's going to be really annoying to play against if you're going against the Tigers on EA College Football.
And Case, you pointed out in the article, and you go ahead with what Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss do with their tight ends traditionally.
Well, I mean, if you look at just the last couple of seasons, what they've been able to do there, they produce guys that are going for 400, 500, 600 yards, catching similar number of passes as Tre'Dez Green did last year. Of course, Tre'Dez Green is a bigger red zone threat than any of those guys, and he's got probably more talent, more athletic ability, just a bigger frame than any of them. So give those guys someone with the tools that Tre'Dez Green has, and he's really poised to have a big breakout season as one of LSU's top receiving targets, not just top tight end.
So if I hear you right, you're basically saying that Tre'Dez had the same number of catches, number of receptions, but substantially less yardage than the Ole Miss guys did because Garrett Nussmeier couldn't throw the ball past the line of scrimmage.
I don't know if I'm saying all that, but you can hurt. Say that.
But and those guys were probably more open too because Ole Miss ran the ball well, which opens it up for the tight ends.
What's the run? What is this run that you keep
back
talking
about? Back in 2019, you remember when they had Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Right.
That's what it's going to be like this year. Right. And Caden Durham and Harlem are about the same size as Clyde.
Who got to go to Taylor Swift's wedding, by the way?
Who did?
Clyde.
That's right. Yeah, because he was a teammate of
Patrick
Travis.
Mahomes. Yeah, or Travis. Yeah. But yeah. I don't know why I said Patrick Mahomes. But yeah,
well, I'm sure Patrick was there too.
Patrick, yeah.
And so, and why Andy Sandler or who's
Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler. Yeah, I don't even know his name. Why would you get him to officiate your wedding?
I don't know.
Jesus, Tay-Tay. What are you thinking?
So it's a good segue because we could tie all this together right now.
Adam
are you guys
Sandler's
familiar with
like
it?
Brian Kelly? Is that what you're
doing? No. Actually, it's deeper than that.
Okay.
Adam Sandler spent years on SNL, as everybody knows, Saturday Night Live. Yeah. And
he was good there.
And when you were talking about this run game thing, I couldn't help but think about SNL skit with the comedian, what's his name? Nate. Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he plays George Washington. And they're during the Revolution, and he's talking to his men, and he talks about language and how he's got dreams for America, what America's
going
to be
where
like.
Where are you going here, buddy? Bring it all
well,
in.
Well, he talks about football. He's like, and when we have football, and they say, well, what is football? Football. We've never heard of football. What is football? He goes, football, it's a game that you play by passing the ball with your hands. And they're like, well, why do they call it football? He goes, well, you know, and I'm paraphrasing. They actually kick to score points. How do they do that? Well, they score 1 point and then sometimes 3 points, but that's not a big part of the game. Anyway, the point is when you were talking about the run game, there's parts of that skit where they ask him questions. It's like, how do liters transfer to gallons? And he's like, nobody knows. You know, so when you're talking about LSU and a run game, it's like, nobody knows.
People remember. People that lived through Les Miles era know what the run game is.
That's what's going to be so much fun about this season is how that's going to be successful. And they can open up the passing game and put away a game.
All right. Chris Lowe will join us from on3.com when we come back. This is Tiger Rag Radio. Don't go away.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, from discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access to insurance you can count on to be there when you need, plus a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans,
Sports. Are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Case Kieschnick. Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple says this year's legislative session was a very productive one for his department. Andrew Greenstein reports.
Temple says one new law allows his department to take action against people doing work without a license, whereas the prior law only allowed the department to investigate licensees.
We weren't law enforcement, but it was just to allow us a little bit more leeway to start investigations on people that are in the business of insurance doing insurance fraud.
Other new laws include one that increases the maximum fines tenfold against insurance professionals, insurance companies, and PBMs, and one that ensures that claims on one policy do not have an impact on another policy for those who bundle them. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
LSU received its 16th football recruiting commitment for 2027 in Ruston four-star safety Jaden Anding. Anding announced his decision between LSU and Ole Miss this afternoon. The top-rated safety in Louisiana joins five-star tight end Ahmad Hudson as the second Bearcat to commit to LSU's 2027 class. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Last week, we heard from Julia Letlow after she officially became the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate. Today, we're hearing from her Democratic opponent. Jamie Davis notes that in both the primary and the runoff, nearly as many Democrats voted for him as the number of Republicans who voted for Letlow, despite Letlow spending far more money.
If we look at a ratio of the amount spent in each of our elections, the amount of money that was spent for her to get the vote she got versus the amount of money that was spent to get the votes that we got is a tremendous amount different.
Blood services provider Vitalant is having its worst blood shortage in 2 years. Barley Juarez with Vitalant Blood Banking says they especially need type O blood, specifically O negative.
A lot of people don't know this, but O negative blood is the universal blood type that can be distributed in any emergency situation. Any blood type can take it.
O positive donations are also impactful as they can be given to anyone with any positive blood type. There will be several blood drives in the Morgan City, Lafayette, and Baton Rouge areas this summer. Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
How you doing? This is Snoop Dogg.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are tuned in.
Talk LSU sports, interviews, opinions, and your calls around the Tiger Nation.
Bad road was the life for me. Home with LSU Tigers.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio.
Hey, we love to score and get highlights and championships and play to win.
Tiger Rag Radio.
Yeah, we're back here on Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and the editor, Glenn Gilbo. Joining us now, it's Chris Lowe from On3.com. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us in the middle of summer. Hope your summer is going well. How you doing tonight?
Doing great, guys. Good to be with you.
Oh, good to be with you. Lane Kiffin, obviously, is one of the biggest storylines going into this 2026 college football season. What do you think is a fair expectation of what he should be able to accomplish in his first season at LSU?
Yeah, Lane's been quiet. This is probably, in all the years I've known Lane, this is probably the longest that I can remember going where he's been this quiet, just to sort of lay in low. Sort of odd, really. I mean, I go back with Lane almost 20 years. I never remember being sort of this in the background over the last couple of months. But, no, I mean, that's the question everybody's asking. Certainly LSU has invested in him and his staff and this roster to win a national championship in year one. I mean, you're going to spend between $45 and $50 million on the roster. Lane's making $13 million. He got an open checkbook to bring in guys like Charlie Weiss Jr. And stock that staff with really good coaches. If they're not in the playoff and swinging for it, then it's going to be a disappointment. And Lane would be the first one to tell you that. Now, I think he's tried a little bit to maybe temper expectations in this first year because there's always a transition. They got to build continuity in their offensive line. Where is Levin health-wise? There's questions like that. But it's going to be a talented roster, and I have no doubt, zero doubt, that Lane will win big there at LSU. Is it this first year? I don't know.
Chris, this is Todd. He really rebuilt that whole roster. I mean, LSU has 108 players on their roster right now as it stands today. And, we were talking about it earlier. He brought in more than 40 in the portal, and he brought in, 16 or 18? It's close to 60 new players just from those sources alone. I mean, that's a lot of reconstruction.
Yeah, it is. And, Lane was ahead of his time when it comes to work in the portal. He really was that first guy that went out there when he was at Ole Miss and reconstructed his roster through the portal. So he knows what he's doing. He understands what type of player he's looking for, at all different positions. But to your point, sometimes it doesn't just click right away when you bring in that many new guys. And it's a new staff. A lot of those guys have been together. He and Charlie have been around for each other for a while, Kevin Smith. So there's continuity there among the staff. But I think that's why I'm hesitant to say that they're just definitely going to be a playoff team. I think they've got a really good chance to be a playoff team. But, their schedule, like everybody in the league, this is probably where we all need to wrap our hands around. This is a new day and maybe reprogram our minds because 9 league games for the first time ever, everyone's playing 10 Power 4 games this year in the SEC. It's going to look a lot different come November, guys. There's going to be a lot of 3-loss teams in that league. They're going to be pretty good football teams that don't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris, hey, this is Glenn. And that's why I think LSU's game at Tennessee in November could be the swing game to keep LSU off of 3 losses and keep them at 2, possibly. How good do you think Tennessee will be this season, particularly late in the season?
Yeah, well, LSU's has a much better roster than Tennessee. I think they'll be a better team. Certainly, a quarterback, if Levitt stays healthy, Tennessee's going to play a kid, whether it's the true freshman Brandon or McIntyre, a redshirt freshman who's never taken a meaningful snap at a college game. So I know that game's in Knoxville. That's a hard place to play, but that's one if LSU's healthy, that I would say right now, Glenn, they're going to be a 4 to 6 point favorite in that game. A lot can happen. between now and then. But to me, though, does LSU lose one they shouldn't lose?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like there's always that one game, as good as Lane has been, they always seem to lose that one game that they should lose. And can he avoid that this season?
Yeah, yeah. Like in 24, he actually lost two of those games, Florida and Kentucky. He shouldn't have lost either.
He should not have lost LSU.
Yeah, well, he had that game won. He did. He did. But yeah, LSU, man, on October 24th, they're at Auburn. November 7th at home against Alabama. November 14th at home against Texas, back to back. And then the 21st at Tennessee. They play five SEC road games, first time ever, obviously, since it's the first year of the nine. But that's the thing, man. LSU could be much improved and be really good and lose three games. And once you lose that third game, you're kind of, you know, you got to get lucky to get in.
Yeah, and that's why when you look at schedules, I'm doing a piece on schedules nationally that's going to run here in another week or so, where I've sort of done it. I did it every year when I was at ESPN. I'm going to start doing it on three, where you sort of go and examine schedules, you know, through and through, because that, especially now, man, that's it's such a big factor in teams making the playoff. I mean, look at Oklahoma last year. Oklahoma had two losses going into the month of November, and they ended up having to win three games against ranked teams just to make it into the playoffs. And that's a tough hill to climb. So you're right, man. If LSU goes in that last month of the season and they've got two losses, that's going to be hard. And not just for them, but for everybody. I think there's going to be, again, I'm going to repeat myself, there's going to be, I don't know, two, three, four teams that are probably in that type of predicament going into the last month of the season that are right there in the running for a playoff. But you do the math, and not everybody's going to make it. But no, I think LSU will be good. Listen, Lane is there's a reason he went to Ole Miss and did things there that they've never done before. And built that program into a playoff. I know they didn't go in 24. You know, they did. They screwed it up that home game against Kentucky. I know he didn't coach last year, but he still built that team into a playoff team. And he's got more resources. They've got more money. He's got a state that I still think, and talking to a bunch of guys who coached there over the years, that year in and year out produces more championship caliber players in that state than any other state in the country. And they all grew up, as everybody Ed Ogeron used to like to say, wanting to be Tigers. And I think it's he was the right fit for that. I mean, I know he got a lot of grief and probably deserved a lot of it for the way he left and sort of how it went down. But man, if you want to blame him for that, that's okay. But there's not anybody else in the country who wouldn't have taken that job.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best jobs in America. I've talked to many, many coaches who will tell you the same thing.
Chris, you talk about Lane Kiffin and offense, and you talk about, you know, Charlie Weiss and offense, Charlie Weiss Jr. and offense. Are they really a level above when it comes to working with the quarterbacks in that high tempo offense, or what's so special about the way they work with the quarterbacks, and is Sam Leavitt that big a deal for LSU to be good this year?
Well, he's I don't know, $6 million.
He's a big deal.
Clearly, Lane thinks he is. And Lane and his staff, and I certainly throw Charlie in there. Charlie Weiss is outstanding, guys. He's as good as it gets as a play caller and doing things that work for the quarterback he has. He will be a head coach. LSU was lucky to keep him. There's several NFL teams that made hard runs at him this offseason, and he didn't pull the trigger. So, yeah, they're really good. I mean, you go back to Matt Corral, what they got out of him. Look how much he improved once Lane's staff got in there. Jackson Dart, and even, you know, Trinidad last year, the way he played. And they got him thinking he's going to be a backup. I go back to Austin Simmons. People forget, when they beat Georgia 2 years ago there in Oxford, I was at that game. Remember, Dart got knocked out of the game early, and it looked like a really bad injury. And they put Simmons in there, and he led him right down the field for what ended up being a pretty key drive. It looked like he'd done it his whole life, so clearly he was prepared. So, yeah, they've been really good with quarterbacks. And I think their system is they're good at sort of doing what their quarterback does best. I think Levitt, with his ability to move around, he's got just a cannon for an arm, will be exactly what they're looking for. I don't know. We'll see how healthy he is. Liz Frank, foot injuries are tricky sometimes. I hope he's healthy, because when he's healthy, he's a lot of fun to watch play.
Hey, Chris, talking about Charlie Weiss Jr., that was an excellent point. Why do you think he didn't get considered for the head coaching job at Ole Miss? Because, you know, when you look at that staff, I would think he would have been one they probably should have talked to.
Well, and I'm not sure he wasn't considered. I think, you know, Charlie had a lot of options, and it could have gone elsewhere. But I think, you know, having Coach Lane being, you know, under that umbrella, I do think Charlie's probably, I don't want to put a timetable on it, Glenn, but I think he's probably pretty close to wanting to break out from under that umbrella and do his own thing, much like you see, you know, Kirby Smart at Alabama getting out from under Saban. You see that sometimes. But I think, you know, I think he was in the running. I think there was a pretty much it was known that he wanted to go with Lane, although I think he fought it, just fought the idea of leaving Ole Miss after he put so much blood, sweat, and tears into that program. And he was never in his – I mean, I'll – full disclosure, I've known Charlie since he was a little boy. His uncle and I have known each other since we were in college. I mean, he fought the whole premise of leaving that program when they had just gotten to the, you know, mountaintop and went to the playoff, which is why he stayed. He was never not going to stay coach throughout the playoff, even though I don't think that would have been Lane's druthers. You know, I think he probably wanted him there, but I think that was the agreement all along, he was going to stay. But Lane's staff is really good. If you look at his Ole Miss staff, even going back to when he was at FAU, he's always had a good staff, and it's no different there at LSU.
Hey, Chris, I think this probably will be the last question because we're getting close to break, but I just kind of wanted to wrap it up with, like, you know, you've covered the SEC through multiple eras, and I just wondered, does LSU still have one of the highest ceilings in the sport, you know, talking about football, or has the sports news structure narrowed that advantage?
No, I mean, they won three national titles in the last, 21 years, 22 years, three different coaches. And I think in this era, with the portal and the kind of money and the kind of want to, and that LSU has to be good in football, I can't imagine that it's done anything but make it better for LSU. And they got the guy they wanted. I mean, everybody in that state wanted Lane, from the governor on down. Mm-hmm. And they were willing to pay the kind of money to get him. So, yeah, I think that's their ceiling, to me, is as high as any in college football. I promise you, if you took 10 coaches out there, and one of them I'll name, Nick Saban, who coached there, and you said, hey, what are the top three jobs in college football that year in and year out, you're going to have the best chance to win a national title right now? And you talk to 10 coaches, I promise you at least half of them, maybe six or seven, would have LSU in their top three.
Who would the other two be?
Ohio State. I think most people would name, and Georgia would probably be the two that I would pick. And I know people say, what about Alabama? See, I think people forget, have short memory, when Nick got there, you know, they hadn't done a lot. Just like when he got to LSU.
Right.
I mean, 10 years, how many winning seasons have they had in 10 years? So getting the right coach matters, but those three programs in particular, LSU and Ohio State, and you know, I think you could throw others in there, you know, the Michigans of the world. I think what Elko's doing at Texas A&M, I'm going to be fascinated to see what they do in the next two or three years. But they're just, to me, programs that are tailor-made, especially in this era, to win big. And as I said from the outset with you guys, I have no doubt that Lane will win big there at LSU. I just don't know if it's going to be right away.
Thanks a lot, Chris. We appreciate it, man. Look forward to talking to you during this, what should be a fascinating 2026 football season. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
You bet. See you guys.
Thanks, right. Chris.
Chris Lowe from On3.com. We're late for a break, so let's take it. This is Tiger Rag Radio.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Let's go!
Back to Tiger Rag Radio. Live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
All right, since we went long there with Chris Lowe, and we got one more break to take here before we have to get out tonight, let's go ahead and take that break, and then we'll wrap up the show when we come back. More of Tiger Rag Radio right after this.
Some call it overplanning. At Boudreaux Electrical Services, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac home standby generator automatically restores your home power. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Trust Boudreaux's electrical services for expert installations, proactive maintenance for home and business. BoudreauxElectricalServices.com for more information.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Funtno, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit LAFarmBureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Tiger fans, Are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
And we're back with Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo along with Glenn Gilbo and... also Todd Horn and Case Kieschnick. Been a long day, gentlemen.
All those fireworks.
Yeah, all those fireworks still in my head. All right. So we just heard from Chris Lowe on 3 from on3.com. And for a lot of the, obviously, the huge expectations for Lane Kiffin. And he said it there at the end. He thinks he's going to win big. It's just going to take a little bit. And he likes the ceilings a little bit higher at some other schools like Georgia and Ohio State.
Well, I mean, Glenn's got a lot to say about this. But I think the key thing I heard there was that every year that LSU, yeah, Georgia, and Ohio State, in his mind, have the highest ceilings, meaning they have the best chance to win a national championship at any time.
And what he was talking about, I've talked to him about that in the past, is the resources of LSU and Georgia, particularly because they're both close to large metropolitan areas and there's a lot of players in those states. Louisiana actually has more players than Georgia, though. But the state of Alabama, people don't realize this because Alabama's won so many national championships and Auburn's won a couple, too. They don't really have a lot of players in that state. You know, that both of those schools have to go out of state. LSU really doesn't have to go out of state. And Ohio State's the same thing. There's not really another school in the state of Ohio that they have to compete with. And there's a lot of players in Ohio, too. That's kind of what he's thinking about. But also, Todd and I were talking about this today, Jeff. Who's the last first-year coach, if any, has ever won the national championship in college football?
Miami, right? Oh, back in 2000?
Okay, that was... no, wait, they didn't win in 2000. But Jimmy Johnson might have won in his first year. That's a good school to start with. Or maybe Dennis Erickson did. Of course, they were following coaches.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't like it was a rebuild. I think Dennis Erickson might be the only one. So that's a difficult thing. But, you know, the portal's a new world, and you're probably going to start seeing them. And the Indiana coach just won it in his second year. So it could happen.
You're the money guy, Todd. How much do you think it helps a school like Georgia and Ohio State, those two schools in particular? And I know there are others. I mean, when you look at it, especially the turnover in coaches and having to fire coaches, the fact that Georgia is not having to pay a huge buyout to somebody, or Ohio State, the same thing. Like, that they're not paying off all these former coaches. How much does that equate to it?
Well, I think that it hurts when you have to pay a $54 million buyout and then turn around and pay another $10 million buyout and then pay Will Wade's buyout. Those are dead dollars. So those are dollars. And what that means is that's money that you can't recoup. It's dead. You can't spend it for anything. You can't recycle it. So it hurts. It's just like draining the sink. But so it's an advantage not to have that situation. But again, LSU does have a vibrant donor world, and they've got a great NIL type program, and they've got a great program to bring in sponsors and huge money from found areas. So LSU does a great job of taking advantage of their brand and their appeal across the country. LSU is a national brand. You know, we're in Louisiana. We don't necessarily see what everybody else does. We may believe it's a brand. It really is a national brand.
I think it's been a national brand for a long time, but they only just recently, because they have to, have really been kind of taking advantage of that via, because of NIL.
Yeah, and I would say, and this may sound like a homer, and I'm not generally called a homer, but I think LSU has a stronger brand than Ohio State, and I think they have a stronger brand, I'm talking overall, than Georgia has.
Yeah, I think they do too. I mean, you know, when you talk an overall brand, and some of it doesn't all make money, but we had that conversation with Verge, you know, like a lot of things contribute to that brand, like Kim Mulkey and basketball and
Olivia
baseball.
Dunn,
and
Angel Reese, all that.
Yeah, and Angel Reese. They really are. And that's what Jeff Duncan's book is about, that we had him on. That's what that's all about.
All right, we got to wrap up. Paul Skeens is going to get a win tonight. The Pirates are up big over the Astros right now. And Larry Coker won a national championship in 2001 in his first year. But that was a loaded Miami team.
You're right.
Loaded Miami team.
Get that Astros.
All right, that does it. We'll see you next week here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Tiger Rag is everywhere. Online at TigerRag.com. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tiger Rag Magazine. Or follow us on Twitter at Tiger_Rag.